Good morning and welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together Divrei Hayomim Beis Perek Yud Tes, the 19th chapter of the second book of Divrei Hayomim. Our Perek is very short and it is only 11 psukim long. In fact, in terms of parallel prakim in Tanakh, it does not seem to exist elsewhere. One could argue that this would be the Perek that would appear between Melachim Aleph and Melachim Beis if the story to be continuing there. The topic of the Perek is Yehoshaphat's reformation. What happens? So let's look at the first three psukim. In the first three psukim, we're told now, if you remember, Jehoshaphat has just returned from battle with an alliance with Ahav, and unfortunately Ahav has been killed in battle. Jehoshaphat returns unscathed, and at this point he returns to his house, B'shalom, Lirushalayim, in peace to Jerusalem. And at which point he is greeted by Yehu ben Hanani, who is a chozer, he's some sort of seer, some sort of prophet, and he comes to the king and he says, Halarosh Ola Azor, are you going to help those who are evil? Sonei Hashem Te'ahav, you're going to love those who Hashem hates? Because of this, Hashem's anger will be upon you. But then he goes on to say, but there are good things which you have found with you, because you removed the Asherah trees from the land, and you prepared your heart to serve Hashem. So a few basic questions. Who is Yehu ben Hanani? So if you go back, you will actually find that he was the one who reprimanded Baasha, the king of the north, in Melachim Aleph, and his father reprimanded Asa, also in Melachim Aleph, Perek Tes Zayin. So he really has a history, or comes from a family with a history, of being a person to bring the king to reason. What is Yehoshaphat being criticized for? The Balaam points out both action and thought. You notice he says, are you helping a Rasha, meaning Ahav, and do you love L'sonei Hashem Te'ahav, those who hate Hashem, do you love? And in fact, because of this, he says, but the good things that are found among you are both in action, destroying Avodah Zarah, and in heart and emotions, which is because you prepared your heart to serve Hashem, in Pasuk Gimel. What punishment is this prophet referring to? What is Yehu referring to? So the Rabbi explains that the fact that you were hunted down by the archers of Aram in the beginning of the battle was because of your alliance with Ahav. However, the fact that they did not end up chasing you and killing you is because of the good things. So meaning to say, it's not about the future, it is about the past, says the Ralbag. Other Mepharshim disagree and say, no, it's about to explain the war with Moab, Ammon, and Aram, which is going to be taking place in the next Perek. So this is a prophecy about the future. We now move into the next section of the Perek, which is the last section, Psukim Dalet to Yud Aleph. In this section, we hear about the court system of Jehoshaphat. So it says that we're told that Jehoshaphat lives in Yerushalayim, and he goes out among the peoples. He takes a tour himself from Be'er Sheva to Har Ephraim, which is the south to the north, and he describes how he places shoftim, these judges, in all of the cities, all of the walled cities of Yerushalayim, Le'ir Ve'ir. So he tells these shoftim, and it sounds unbelievable. This is so righteous. This is really the system we wish to see in place. Is what you are going to be judging in the eyes of God, to Hashem, not in the eyes of human beings. Therefore, you should do what is just. And therefore, he says, the fear of Hashem should be in front of you. God to do everything Hashem wants and do not pervert justice. Then in Yerushalayim, it describes how he set up with the Levim and the Kohanim, the Rosh Avos, he sets up this the large Sanhedrin. So we have the individual small Sanhedria in all the different cities. We have the large Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim. And he describes them again to serve Hashem, to judge with a Yiras Hashem and a Munah in front of Hashem. And he says, any fight that comes between you, between brothers, Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Torah LaMitzvah, LeChukim U'Mishpatim, whether whatever level or whatever part or jurisdiction of Torah or law it falls, Yizartim or some, you should warn them, V'lo Yeshmu LaHashem. You should not become guilty in the eyes of Hashem. And he goes on to describe that Amarayu, Amrayahu, the Kohen, is at the head of them, and we also hear about Zavadyahu ben Yishmael, who's the Nagid, who's the leader of Beis Yehuda, and he tells them, Chizku v'asu v'yashem imatov, let be strong and be strengthened, Hashem will be with those who act in a good way. So why is this a requisite reaction to Yehu's prophecy? The Mitzvot points out, look, if you look at the words, V'yashav Yehoshaphat Yerushalayim, that he returns or he stays in Yerushalayim, it's a response to Yehu's criticism that he went out and made an alliance with the north. So now his policy became internal and not external. He focused on homeland security more than foreign policy. That's what the Mitzvot points out. The Chida points out that he brought it about a tshuva. He brought about repentance among the children of Israel. That's what it means by Yeshivaim El Hashem Elokei Avoseihem. And how did he do that? He did that through the court system. In fact, how did he get to the court system? Why was that the necessary next step? Rashi points out that because he was complimented by Yehu on removing the Asherah trees, he opened up the Torah, which talked about removal of the Asherah trees. When you get to the land of Israel, and that's in Parshas Shoftim, and he read a few psukim beforehand, which talk about Shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha b'chol sharecha. So he realized, if I'm doing what's right in this section, let me do everything that's right in this section, and he continued to do it. And that's why at the end of the perek, we're told about two leaders. We're told about the Amarayahu and Zavadayahu. Those are, in fact, the, as Malvin points out, the spiritual and judicial leaders. So we have the leader of the spiritual court system and also the judicial system who are in charge over here. And if you contrast this to Perek Yud Zayin, two chapters earlier, the first thing Yehoshaphat did was to establish learning of Torah in every city. That was when the spiritual influence began, and now he's establishing court systems. What might be argued over here is that in order to establish regulations, you need education. Meaning to say, the first thing you need is to educate people about the values, understand why the Torah is important, understand why this is so relevant. And after that, then you can start imposing, and you can start saying, well, you have to live up to the system. So Yud Zayin and Yud Tes are to be read hand in hand. One is the first step towards the next step. This closes Perek Yud Tes. We'll continue tomorrow with Perek Chaf. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.